The Speaker of Parliament, Edwadu Ajahu, was described as worrying the drastic increase in moral decadence among Ghanaians, particularly the youth. He said though churches spring up in all corners of the country, most of them preach prosperity and material well-being, which is the cause of moral decadence among the people. This, he noted, has made most of the youth to devise quick and dubious ways of acquiring money and other material wealth, which does not augur well for the country. Mr. Ajahu said this at a Thanksgiving service at Amfuega Jana in the North Dahin district to climax the centenary of the Jana EP Church. Correspondent Maclean Noji was there and has filed this report.
According to oral history gathered from the late William Koku Buachi of Amfuega Jana, Christianity and education came to the area in 1888 through one Petro Yakoko of Amfuega Kweza, who was then a carpenter working at Boso and was converted into the Christian faith. He became acquainted to one Basel missionary, Reverend Miller, who he aired to visit Amfuega Akukome to establish a mission station. Their coming to the area was welcomed by the traditional authorities, hence the establishment of the church and subsequently a school to educate children and the youth. The early converts from Jana who were worshipping at Akukome relocated to Jana to start their own congregation in 1912. The church and the school have since produced many illustrious sons and daughters, serving the church and the country in many spheres. The Speaker of Parliament, Edwadu Ajahu, welcomed the request by the Paramount Chief of the Amfuega Traditional Area, Tokwe Teprehodu, to return mission schools to their missions to enable them to instill discipline and other moral values in pupils and students. Mr. Ajahu noted that the deplorable nature of some roads in the region, especially the Eastern Corridor Road, has become a major cause of concern to the Volta Caucus in Parliament. He said the caucus is working hard through the appropriate authorities to ensure the completion of the road projects. He said if these requests are not met, parliamentarians from the region will find it difficult to approach the electorate of their votes. The moderator of the EP Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, advised leaders in all endeavors of life to be dedicated to their duty and try to meet the needs of the people in a holistic manner. He said work without proper morality is incomplete and therefore urged Christians to be tolerant, transparent and accountable in their dealings. Right Reverend Amenu, who is also chairman of the Christian Council of Ghana, noted that the church has already planted schools, agriculture and health facilities in the communities. What is needed for the development is an effective collaboration among traditional authorities, government, civil society organizations and corporate Ghana to bring transformation to the country.
Correspondent Maclean Noji filed that report.